Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Here we are on the February 23rd, 2019. So, we are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chabad Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. Today, we're not in Holman Wall, we're in Franklin, Tennessee. But anyway, you can still call me, you can still email me if you have anything to say, and we'll ask God to bless and anoint this study today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, Master of the universe, forgive us for any sin, any blemish, any spot. We come before your holy throne today, living God, and may you touch us and be with us. I just thank God for another Sabbath, and your word is so involved and so many things going on. Help us understand many things. Bless this day and bless everyone, touch everyone, heal everyone, and lead, guide, and direct everyone in Yeshua's name. I just praise you today for another Shabbat. Amen. Well, like I said, it's February 23rd, 2019, and we know what February is all about. We're in the 17th day of Adar at the moment. Hope that's correct. Let's see, Adar, we all know what Adar means by now. You know, glorious, honorable, a cloak, something hidden, especially in the book of Esther that we read. And we did Purim the other day, so that's important. And we can see in John chapter 10, 22, that it was the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. It was definitely Adar. Anyway, my ministry is a teaching ministry, trying to bring up topics and subjects maybe you're not accustomed to or maybe not familiar with. But I'd like to proceed. My server, thank God, is still running there. A little artificial intelligence is running. You could read the studies, you could watch the studies, you could listen to the studies, you could even download them to your MP3 players or iPads or iPhones. Right now, we're in the Christian section. We're not streaming right now because of...
We're not at the
congregation. But anyway, we'll have just an audio today. Well, we read from the Law and the Prophets every Sabbath, like they did in the book of Acts. Next, Acts 13, verse 15. After the reading of the Law and the Prophets, right there, that's what they called it, the Law and the Prophets. And then and that's in Acts after the resurrection, too. And Yeshua himself called it in Luke 24, 44. He called everything that was written about him was in the Law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms. So we have, you know, these references that most people don't even use today. They turned it into the Old Testament and New Testament, which is totally inaccurate. But today I just wanted to go over some information on the Bible we have today. And we have the Law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms. So we have the Word of God, the Torah, the prophets and the Psalms. The Tanakh is just an acronym, remember, for the Torah, which is the five books that God gave Moses, and for the Nevi'im, which is the prophets, and the Kutuvim, which is the writings, and that's everything else, from Psalms to Proverbs and everything. At that point, there was no Gospels and letters, right? So we see all the Bible, and what I was going through this morning, I was trying to put the Bible in a nutshell. All of the Bible may be broken down like this. We have the five books that God gave Moses, which is called the Torah, right? Moses was there for a long time, you know, 40 years after the whole thing, 40 years in the wilderness. And then, of course, that's where we learned a lot of things that you have to know. And then we have Joshua, who also was basically blessed by Moses. And his whole thing was about going into the land, you know. He fought so many people. His life of fighting. And after Joshua, we have the judges. And the judges were mostly there set up when Israel did bad. God had to bring another judge and judge righteously. And we got all that. We could read all those stories. And then we have the kings in the Bible. All the kings of Israel were wicked. And there's only a few kings of Judah that were did right. Some you can't really tell because they did good and then they did bad. But anyway, we started in Kings really starts in the book of Samuel, because Saul is the first king. They actually call that the first book of Kings. Some people do. Anyway, so some prophets prophesied about the destruction, or they cautioned before the destruction of Jerusalem, and because of the people's sins, and they also prophesied prophecies of the Messiah. And then we see the Bible talks a lot about the captivity, and after the captivity, the temple being destroyed. That's the first temple being destroyed and the rebuilding of the temple. We see before the captivity of Israel by the Assyria, we have Isaiah, Hosea, Amos, and Micah. And before the captivity of Judah, we have Zephaniah and Jeremiah. And during the captivity of Judah, and they were there after it also, a lot of these people overlap. They were there during it and after. During the captivity of Judah was Daniel, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Obadiah, Zechariah, Haggai, Ezra, and Nehemiah, you know. And they were there even after the captivity. And then I notice at the end we have the book of Malachi, which I don't really know where it is, but I would say what I get out of it, it's definitely that the Levites definitely did the wrong thing, offering up the wrong thing to God. And we have prophecies of Yeshua and John the Baptist. So, you know, I know I summed up the whole Tanakh there in a few sentences, which probably it's a lot more involved. But I put some backup material here, some backup information. And I don't know, I just started with Job for some reason, because that's where I just started. His name in Hebrew is Yov. And he was in the land of Uz, you know. And he was a just man, you know, one that feared God. And I found the land of Uz in Jeremiah and Lamentations. So there's definitely a land of Uz that's been around for a while. And I don't know where Job really falls, but that's where he's in the land of Uz that's in Jeremiah and Lamentations. Then I found some backup information during the Kings. We have the book of Ruth. You know, she's in the days of the Kings. The book of Judges, this is where Ruth reigns. She says, in the days when the judges ruled. And that's in chapter 1. So we have different people in different books, if you had a Bible search. Then we have the beginning of the Kings, like I said, was Saul. And then during the Kings, there's building the first temple and the destruction of the temple. Then we have kings of Babylon in Scripture. We have Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon. That's after Israel was taken. Then we have Nebuchadnezzar, Belshazzar, and evil Merodach. That's when Jerusalem was taken. So somehow in the middle of these kings, we have the Song of Solomon's, Shir HaShirim. And it came out wrong on the... I don't know, the Hebrew just comes out wrong for some reason when I write it. I'll try to fix it later. And that's the Song of Solomon. Let me just delete that. And then, of course, we have the Proverbs of Solomon besides the Song of Solomon. We only have a few of these because it says in 1 Kings that Solomon, he actually wrote 3,000 Proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And we only got one Song of Solomon that we hardly ever read. Anyway, and that's Mishlei, the Proverbs, Mishlei. Then we have Amos, which is Brother Amos in English. He was among the herdsmen of Tekoa. And he saw this concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And so that's where Amos reigns right there, or I should say he's picked. He was just a herdsman of Tekoa, and God chose him to go prophesy. I guess he was a righteous herdsman. Then we have Micha, which is Micah. The word of Jehovah came unto Micah the Moreshite in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. And that's before the taking away of Israel. Then we have Zephaniah, which is Zephaniah in English, that the word of Yehovah came unto Zephaniah, the son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Azariah, Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah. So that's where Zephaniah falls, you know, in if you're looking at, trying to figure out what's he all about. Then we have brother Jonah. His real name is Jonah, and he's the son of Amittai, and he has a whole thing about Nineveh. You guys know the story of Jonah, and that's about the prophecy of the resurrection of the Messiah. But Jonah is also found in 2 Kings 14:25, and it says, he restored the coast of Israel from the entering of Hamath unto the sea of the plain, according to the word of Jehovah, the God of Israel, which he spoke by the hand of his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet. So Jonah was around during the prophets. That's where Jonah's at. And then we have brother Yeshayahu, which is Isaiah, you know. He was around. He wrote that whole book of Isaiah, that whole story there, trying to warn Jerusalem to repent. And that didn't happen. The vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah. So he was around through all these kings, you know, says right there in the first verse. And you could read about him in 2 Kings 19, which is interesting. He shows up there in verse 2, verse 5, and verse 20. And he's there. And then I like to read 2 Kings chapter 20, because it's such a beautiful story. So if you have your Bibles, you could follow along with me or just listen, whatever you'd like to do. 2 Kings 20. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith Jehovah, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto Jehovah, saying, I beseech thee, Jehovah, remember now how I have walked before you in truth and with a perfect heart. Isn't that great? And I have done that which was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone into the middle court, that the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith Jehovah, the God of David, thy father, I have heard your prayer, and I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal you, and on the third day thou shalt go up into the house of Jehovah. And I will add unto your days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. So this is before the king of Assyria, yeah. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, this is what he had to do to get healed. Just go take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, hold on. What shall be the sign that Jehovah will heal me, that I shall go into the house of Jehovah on the third day? And then the prophet Isaiah, this is supernatural. And then the prophet Isaiah said, This sign shalt thou have of Jehovah, that Jehovah will do the thing that he had spoken. Shall the shadow go forth 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? Wow. And Hezekiah answered, it's a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. You know, it's easier for the day to get darker. Nay, but let the shadow return back 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto Jehovah. And he brought, and God brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. That's supernatural. In other words, time went backwards. Did you guys catch that? So Isaiah is right there during the king of Hezekiah. And then we have Israel taken away in the 6th year of Hezekiah, that is the 9th year of the king of Israel, which is Hoshea. Samaria was taken. 2 Kings 18 says, so that story I just read to you is in 2 Kings 20. Now I'm going before that in 2 Kings 18. And it came to pass in the 4th year of the king of Hezekiah, which was the 7th year of Hoshea, the son of Elnah, king of Israel, that Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up against Samaria and besieged it. And at the end of 3 years, they took it even to the 6th year of Hezekiah. And in the 9th year of Hoshea, king of Israel, Samaria was taken. And the king of Assyria did carry away Israel unto Assyria, and put them in Halah, and in Harbor by the river Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. There's the cities of the Medes. Because they obeyed, this is why, because they obeyed not the voice of Yehovah their God, but transgressed his covenant, and all that Moses the servant of Yehovah commanded, and would not hear them nor do them. And this is like an ongoing story in the Bible, which makes me just sad. That's why I read the Kings lots of times and Chronicles and all that stuff, but I don't prefer to read them because it's just over and over. And this king did evil in the sight of the Lord, and that king did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they chose not to walk in his steps. Anyway, the prophecy of the destruction of the temple and Jerusalem. At that time, we have Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, which isn't smart to do, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor, which is not smart to do, and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in his dominion that Hezekiah showed them not. Oh, boy. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto Hezekiah, unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, what said these men, and from whence came they unto you? And Hezekiah said, they are from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in your house? Isaiah said, what have they seen in your house, Hezekiah? Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. Oh, boy. Then Isaiah the prophet said unto Hezekiah the king, hear the word of Yehovah. This is in the future. Behold, the days come that all that is in your house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith Yehovah. And of thy sons that shall arise from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. And they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Wow. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of Yehovah, which thou hast spoken. And he says, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and then, of course, Manasseh, his son, reigned in his stead. So we see Isaiah is also in Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 26:2. He's in 2 Chronicles 32, and Isaiah was there and did a lot of great things. And then we have Hosea, which a lot of people call him for some reason Hosea, but it's really Hosea. The word of Jehovah that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of, and Hosea was during, again, the same kind of kings, same place, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. So we got these guys, they all, these prophets, interlap, and they, a lot of prophets and holy men of God were sent to all these kings, you know. And we have the brother Joel, which is known as Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was in the kings. It says the word of Jehovah that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. And you could read in 1 Chronicles 27 of the children of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Azaziah, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and Joel, the son of Pedaiah. And that's he's in also in the chronology in Chronicles. So that's where he shows up, in case you always wondered, where is the book of Joel? He's during the kings. And
he would be before Israel was taken from.
Yeah, he's probably before Israel was taken.
Mm-hmm.
And this is around the time of the captivity, and in the captivity was Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yemayah, it says, Yemayahu. Yemayahu. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, he was of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of Jehovah came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, and in the 30th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah. So that means poor Jeremiah. He was there during the captivity and after it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. The son of Josiah, king of Judah, mm-hmm. unto the carrying away of Jerusalem, unto the captive in the fifth month. Wow. So Jeremiah was there through the whole thing.
Yes.
Brother Yehezkel, or Ezekiel, was in the 30th year in the fourth month, in the fifth month of... He was in the 30th year of the captivity. Okay. The king of Jehoiakim's, he was in Jehoiachin's captivity. So here we have these prophets trying to tell these weasels to repent, and none of them would repent. It says, the word of Jehovah came expressly unto Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar, and the hand of Jehovah was upon him. So we got these prophets that were sent. And then we have brother Daniel also. He was there also. And with him was Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And of course, they changed all their names to Belteshazzar and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's all people know. But it's really Daniel. Hannah, it says... Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah, and that's how you say them in Hebrew. And they changed them into all these Babylonian names. And this was during the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came unto Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem, besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into Nebuchadnezzar's hand. So during the captivity and after the captivity, we have Sister Esther. You know, she was right there. Because after all the kings of Babylon did their thing, then we have the kings of the Medes and Persians took over for the rest of the 70 years. And, of course, we have Esther there. In the days of Ahasuerus, this is Ahasuerus, who reigned from India unto Ethiopia, 127 provinces. And we have the king Ahasuerus in Shushan the palace. And during the captivity, we also have, and the rebuilding of the captivity, we have Zechariah. And that's where Zechariah falls. I'll just read verse 9 to you. The word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, take the children of the captivity, even Hodiah, Tobijah, Jediah, which are come from Babylon, and come thou the same day, and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh Yahweh of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, that's the Messiah, he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord, not physically, but a spiritual house, where we're all in it today. Even he shall build the temple of Yahweh, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne. Not only is he going to be king, but he's going to be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Amen. And then he said, and the crown shall be to Helam, Tobijah, and Jediah, and to Hen, the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of Yahweh. And they that are afar off shall come and build in the temple of Yahweh. And ye shall know that Yahweh of hosts shall send me unto you. And this shall come to pass if you be diligent, if you will diligently obey. It's always the same thing. If you will diligently obey the voice of Yahweh, your God. Amen. So the whole Bible is about obeying and disobeying Yahweh. You could sum it up in one sentence. And you could read all the personalities and characters that are therein. They either did right in the before the eyes of the Lord or not. And it's a sad thing, you know, most of the people didn't follow God, and God has to bring his destruction upon everything. We have Brother Nehemiah, he's there too, and Ezra, they're in Shushan the palace also. In verse 1, and then we have Ezra shows up there too. Ezra. Nehemiah is Nehemiah, by the way. Nehemiah. Then we have Ezra. He's during the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia. The word of the Lord, the word of Jehovah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. And they stirred up. Jehovah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, which is Iran today, Jehovah God of heaven had given me all the kingdoms of the earth and had charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Praise the Lord. And then chapter 2 says, now the children of the province that went up out of the captivity. So this is the people that showed up after the captivity where Ezra and Nehemiah were in. It says, of them had he carried away, of those whom he had carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away unto Babylon, came again unto Jerusalem and Judah, everyone into his city. So that's where they fall. In case you didn't know where Ezra and Nehemiah were. And of course we have Haggai. He shows up in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, that Jehovah spoke by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel. And so that's where he shows up, in the time of Darius. And there's Zechariah. He's in the second year of Darius, right? And also after the captivity. So we read that, you don't get mixed up. There is a Darius, king of Persia, and then there's another Darius, king of Median. So there's two Dariuses right in the Bible. And if you look online, I guess you can look on the internet, there's a lot of different Dariuses and a lot of different Ahasuerus. It's very hard to track them, you know. What we see right in the scriptures, there's a Darius, king of Persia, and a Darius, king of Median. So then we have a prophet, We have this prophet Ovadia, which is God, servant of God. And he just writes a book concerning Eden, you know? And that's an interesting book. And then we have Nahum, which is, we believe, is in the Kings. He writes about Nineveh. We have Habakkuk. We have, he writes about the Chaldeans. He's before the second carrying away of Jerusalem. And then we have the book of Malachi, like I said, Malachi. And the book of Malachi, you know, talks about Esau there, how God hates him. And this isn't a long study today. It's shorter. My studies have been short. But just going over this and thinking about it took me hours this morning. And maybe if you go over it yourself, we see many, many years after Malachi, the Gospels and the letters in Revelation were written. And now it's 2019, almost 2,000 years after the Messiah, Yeshua. And now we're just waiting for the second coming of Messiah. I guess there's much more to come, but we hope that in our lifetime and in the century we live, in the 21st century, we hope it is written down somewhere that we did right in the eyes of Yehovah. Just think.
And it's life.
Yeah, we hope that we're written in the book of life. And we hope that we don't, you know, we have all these testimonies and people to, for examples of things to do and things not to do, of behaviors to follow and behaviors not to follow, and people to be around and people not to be around, you know. And so we have really no excuse. There's hundreds and hundreds of witnesses in the Bible. And then we have, of course, all the Gospels that have the life of the Messiah and his birth, his life on earth, and his death and his resurrection, which is all foretold in the Tanakh and all the prophets, you know, and even in the Torah, some places. So we see that the whole Bible really is one giant story, really. You know, it's not just, I know people made it into books, and I guess there's different scrolls, I guess, you know, but we see that we're still in this story. We're actually still in the story of the Bible, if you want to look at it that way, even though, you know, don't think that we're just reading a book. We're in that book. It just hasn't ended yet. I don't know if you ever thought about that before. We're in the same book that I hope somebody else reads after we're gone, and the Lord, if the Lord tarries, and you know, if he doesn't come back in our lifetime. So we're in the same book, or, you know, so to speak, I should say. But anyway, this is not a long study, but I thank you for being here. But it took me, I got up early this morning, and I was thinking about so many things and writing so many things down, and it's just an amazing recap of everything. And in a nutshell, that's my nutshell for today. And I hope you got something out of the study. And maybe you didn't know where to put some prophets or people in the Bible, but some people overlap, and they always, you know, they're just, it's just a horrible thing in the Bible, that captivity. Some prophets were in the whole captivity. Isn't that terrible? Some people were before it and after it. Anyway, God bless you today, and may God be with you, and may God bless your food that you eat and anything you do the rest of the day, and we'll study more. And I was studying so much this morning, I couldn't get enough. May God always help us in our lives and our little lifespan. And I was thinking this morning, Father, you lent us a little lifespan. What should we be really doing? What do you want us to really accomplish? And bring us before souls, Father. Bring more people before us that we could tell the gospel, the good news to them. that you've come and that there is salvation through you and through your blood. And may God bless you today in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. I'm going to stop the audio, and then I'll put that online for you. May God bless you on this 23rd day of February in 2019. God bless you.